Wow, what singing.
Good to be here this morning. What a beautiful Lord's Day, isn't it? Wow, I wouldn't know why anybody would want to get up and go to the house of the Lord today and just praise the Lord for this beautiful day. God has truly been good to us and is good to us every day. He reigns on the just and the unjust, and I'm glad the Lord's good. I thought about as these were coming to the altar, the goodness of God worketh repentance. I tell you, when you get your eyes focused on how good God is, and then you realize how little and weak we are, it can't help but bring you to your knees just to praise the Lord for being so good and saving an old wrench like me. The Lord's been so good to us and blessed us. Boy, I sure have been looking forward to being here with you these few days and see what the Lord has in store for us. I'd love to see somebody get born again. I love babies, don't you? I love it when somebody said, we have a new baby, and get to go to the hospital and see that baby brand new, eyes bright, and just a beautiful creation of God there. And what a blessing. And I love babies. I used to think babies were ugly until mine were born. When mine were born, and I don't know what happened, but from that time on, every baby ever born into the world after that was just beautiful. And you know, to be honest with you, I didn't know how beautiful salvation was till I got born again. And now every new birth is just a beautiful, beautiful thing, isn't it, when somebody gets born again? Amen. I always call it, go view the baby. Yeah, what a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. Good to be with Brother Jeff. Thank the Lord for this good singing. What a choir. I tell you, I could sit here all day long and listen to you people sing, and then this young man come and sung these songs. I could go home right now and say it's been good to be here. And I pray that you didn't miss the Spirit of the Lord this morning while He was stirring here in the house and is stirring in the house. What a blessing it is to be here. Psalm 51, let me read you one verse. Psalm 51, and I want to read verse number 2. And if you would you stand with me and let me honor the Bible this morning. In Psalm 51, verse number 2. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for this beautiful day, beautiful Lord's Day. Lord, as the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go up into the house of the Lord. God, I thank you for this privilege. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be able to come and to be in this place again today. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'd continue to bless, Lord, in this service. Father, that if there be one here that's never been acquainted with the grace of God, Lord, I pray that this morning would be the day, Lord, that they'd be saved by your grace. We ask you, dear Father, that your Spirit might flow from breast to breast and your power would be manifest among your children today. Lord, that of the lost would be converted and backsliders would turn from their wicked ways. We ask you, dear God, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time the unsearchable riches of your word. We ask you, dear God, that you'd bless now. Give us the words that we need to say, Lord, that your word might go out and penetrate in the hearts of your people and the hearts of sinners. We ask you now to go with us in the service and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Cleansing. I want to talk to us this morning about cleansing. You know, David was the king. The Bible tells us a man after God's own heart. And I believe with all of my heart that David loved God according to the word of God. David was no different than you and I. Oftentimes he'd get out in left field. Get out of the will of God oftentimes. But He'd always have a desire in his heart to come back to God. It's one thing to get out of the will of God, but it's another thing to stay there. Yeah. Every time, and oftentimes we'll make mistakes and we'll sin, my friend. But I'm glad that the Bible tells us that he's just and willing to forgive us of our sins. There's not a perfect person in this building. There was only one perfect person in this world, and he came, amen, and the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, without sin. I'm glad. Now, don't you misunderstand me. The Bible teaches us that he took upon himself our sins, but he was not a sinner. Amen. He wasn't sin. Pilate said we found no fault in him. They couldn't find anything wrong with him while he was here. They examined him. They looked at him. They watched him. One of the writers said, we have seen the word of life. Amen. And so we know this morning that not any of us today are perfect. Amen. And somebody said, but I live above sin. And I don't sin. Now, this morning you might live above the reproach of sin, but sin has tainted every one of us. I'm glad we have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus, who, when we do sin, will forgive us of our sin. There have been times when I've been out of the will of God. There have been times in my life where I've had to repent and ask God to cleanse me from my sin. David said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. I'm glad he's looking for a cleansing from God, that God would wash him thoroughly. I'm going to tell you, you'll know it when you get clean. Amen. Now, I believe that statement that David makes when he says, wash me thoroughly. I believe that's a statement that he says, wash me wholly. Amen. That there'd not even be a recollection of my sin anymore in his life. I want to tell you this morning, the sin of David was adultery. And the Bible teaches us that God hates adultery. And so he had committed probably in his heart one of the most heinous sins against God that he could commit as being a man after God's own heart. I've known men of God, preachers that have stood and preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and have proclaimed his saving grace, and people get saved under his preaching, and then he led out and committed adultery. What a sin that man has committed. I'm going to tell you, there's no big sins and little sins in the eyes of God. There have been times, my friend, listen, where men have committed other sins, and when we commit sins, the regret is always there because we've sinned against God. David said, I've sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned. And so he's remembering that sin. Guilt, sin brings about it guilt. Can you imagine what David must have felt when he committed that adultery? Just a few minutes of sin. I tell you, I believe Moses said, I'd rather suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. A pleasure of sin just lasts a little while, but the consequences of that sin, of the Bible, of David's sin, the Bible said, and the sword never left his house. I'm going to tell you this morning, it brings about with it guilt. Oh, amen. And what about the shame that it brought David, him being a king, and the influence that he had in his kingdom? But now he's a shame, a laughing stock, and he's the talk of the town. What a shame that it must have brought about in his heart, in his life, the guilt and the shame. But what about the reproach in his life that was there? I want to tell you this morning, he needed a cleansing. He said, wash me thoroughly of my iniquities and cleanse me, he said, from my sin. David's pleading anything from God to do a work in his heart that David cannot do, nor anybody else could do. He's been acquainted with many a priest and many a prophets, but none of them could cleanse him. He is familiar with the ceremonies of the blood of bulls and goats, but they could not cleanse him thoroughly. He's pleading to God. He said, wash me from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. All this morning you're here and we just need a cleansing. Preacher, I just need cleaning. Could you imagine how David, how when he's talking, he said, I need a cleaning. We need an old-fashioned cleaning today. A cleansing from the Lord to cleanse us from our sin and thoroughly from our iniquities. I tell you, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just have a do-over this morning? Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if we could just, as we leave this building, leave our sin at the altar, amen, and washed under the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sin, past, present, and future, amen. If we could just leave it in the altar this morning, get up with the heavy load lifted and walk out those doors refreshed in the newness, amen. He said, washed and regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We need an old-fashioned cleansing. David's pleading for God to wash his soul. He says, for I've acknowledged my transgression and my sin is ever before me. And he says, it's always there, and I've acknowledged it. This is a sin that was buried deep in the soul of David. I'm going to tell you, it's one thing to hide our sin to man, but you'll never hide it when it comes to God. He can reach down in the recesses of your soul, and he can dig out that sin that's so hard to admit. I tell you, David didn't want to tell Nathan. He didn't want to tell Nathan that he was that man. I'm telling you this morning, but we've got to cough it up. If we're going to be cleansed, we've got to be cleansed thoroughly. That's the reason why David, when David finally said, I am that man, I believe there's a streak of glory come up and down the avenues of his soul that really made a difference in his life. Amen. Now, he is wanting a cleansing from his soul. And now, I don't know how many parts we're made up of. I do know that some folks think we're made up of body, mind, and soul. The trichotomy, I seem to think maybe we are in three parts because there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And maybe they are. I don't know. I'm not that smart. A scientist, I don't think, are either. But God is, amen. And so I do know that there's the renewing of the mind, amen. There's the renewing of the soul. And one day after a while, there'll be a renewing of the body, amen. So we possibly are made up of three parts. And David addresses the part of his soul, of that part that lives on forever and forever, amen. I tell you, that's what he's pleading God's case. He says, I want my soul thoroughly washed, amen, and my sin cleansed from my soul. But then he comes down and he does address his mind. He said, and my sin is ever before me. It's something about his mind. Now, repentance has to do with your mind. It does. It has to do with your mind. It's a change of mind. And I want to mention to you this morning that when Adam sinned in the garden, that something happened to his mind. That's our problem today, is our thinking. We've got a thinking problem. I tell you, education cannot cure that problem. I've been out of school now for a number of years, and every year that I've been out of school, our government and our state and local governments and federal governments are trying to better the educational system, and they keep on throwing things at our education system. But it seems like the more that they throw at it, the dumber we get. You know why? Because we can't cure a mind problem with education. Hey man, the only way that a man can be turned from his mental problem is when he repents of his sin and God takes that old mind and changes it and gives him a new mind and let him set forward thinking correct and thinking like God thinks. Who can know the mind of God except God's Spirit? And I tell you, when we get His Spirit on the inside of us, it changes our mind. It's not because we're smart after we get saved. It's because God has done something to our mind. Has it ever occurred to you that the devil has tried to ruin the minds of your children with drugs and with wild music and sex? And that's why the Bible addresses the devil's tactics. Are always the same from generation to generation, and it's all about the mind. If the devil can get your mind and deteriorate your mind, I've seen so many folks that have gotten on drugs that have lost their mind. They're never the same person that they were before they started drugs. I'm going to tell you, the devil knows that we've got a mind problem, and the only cure for it, David said, is for him to cleanse my mind. Cleanse my mind. He's asking God to clear his conscience. He said, my sin is ever before me. Clear my conscience. I want to tell you, the blood of bulls and goats and rams and turtle doves were never able to clean the conscience of man. Somebody said, I wished that when I'd get forgiven of my sin, I could forget my sin. We've got a powerful mind, and it has something to do with our conscience. But the Bible said those ceremonies could never clear nor clean the conscience of sin. It was always there. But I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ came and he went to Calvary, one drop of blood shed at Calvary cleaned the conscience of men. I'm going to tell you, in the mind of God, God, when we try to remember our sin, God says, what sin? I don't remember your sin. What's happened? Because the conscience of God has been cleansed, and your conscience is clean today because of His blood. Woo! That makes me want to shout all over the house. Amen. That's what causes you and I to lay down at night and press a pillow and be able to sleep. Amen. Because our conscience is clean. I'm glad for the forgiveness of sin and the cleansing of His precious blood that was shed at Calvary, how to clean my conscience. There's some things that we've committed that we'll never speak about it. You don't have to. Amen. It's under the blood. And you can rest assured in your mind that everything's all right. When you stand before God in judgment, it'll never be brought up before you. The Bible tells us that our sin is cast as far away from God as the east is from the west. Amen. I'm glad my conscience is clear. Amen. He said, cleanse me thoroughly from my iniquities. Take it away from my conscience. I don't want to think about it anymore. Whew. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a blessing this morning if we could just get our conscience cleared? And he said in verse number 4, he said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. No, it didn't. No, he didn't sin against God only. What about Uriah and Bathsheba? Had a young couple in Mississippi one time. The young man had committed adultery, but the wife loved him and wanted to work it out. And so he wanted to work it out. She went to the job where the girl was working that he had committed the adultery with. And she took her husband with her. And she said, the only way that we can work this out is for you
to ask her to forgive you for tearing up her family and for lying to her. You didn't love her, did you? He said, no. He said, well, you've lied. And he said, she said, the only way is I want her and her husband and you and me. We're going to meet them at the job. And they met him over there. And the husband sat down there with the woman and the woman's husband and his wife. And he began to weep. And he told that girl, he said, I'm so sorry. He said that I did this with you. And he said, I want to apologize to you. And if you'll forgive me for what I've done, I want to ask your husband to forgive me for what I've done and tearing up your family. I'm going to tell you, that's the only way that she said, I'll take you back. It had something to do with a heart condition. Amen. She wanted to be sure that his heart was fixed before she ever went back to him and that it was completely over. I'm going to tell you, David, he wanted his heart cleaned. Amen. He wanted his heart renewed. And the only way that he could get it, he wanted that renewed toward God, him and God. He said, I've got a heart condition and it's failing me. And he said, I have sinned against thee and thee only have I sinned. He had a heart problem and he wanted his heart cleaned. Oh, listen this morning. But it gets a little deeper than that. He said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. Verse number 8, he says, make me to hear joy and gladness. What's that about? Make me to hear joy and gladness. We got a man at our church, Brother Adrian Shale. Brother Adrian hears gospel music all the time ringing in his ear. He can't explain why, and the doctors can't help him. I'll be sitting on the bench, and Brother Adrian will reach over there, and he'll say, I'm hearing I Fly Away right now. I think that's what David was asking for. He said, make me to hear joy and gladness. You know, David played the harp. And occasionally, David would dance. And David was the one that said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. When they said, let us go to church, he said, I was glad. But he had lost that glad. He had lost that gladness and he had lost that joy. He hadn't heard it in a long time. I tell you, but then he comes down and he says that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Where I said we're made up of body, mind, and soul. He said, I need my body clean. His bones wasn't broke. Not physically, but they were broke spiritually. They were broken spiritually. He felt like that they were aching so because of his sin. He said, will you clean them? I knew a lady up in Huntsville was in revival up there, and she had a wreck when she was living. She was living in sin and on drugs, and she had a bad wreck, and it broke every bone in her body. Every bone in her body. When you watch her walk, you can tell that every bone in her body had been broken. And she barely gets around. And I won't go into the other details. But she comes to the house of God. She had gotten saved not many years after. And she comes to the house of God to worship God. Amen. And by how when she gets up to worship, you can't tell anything's wrong with her. Amen. The Lord has cleansed her bones. Amen. Her body has been fixed to worship God. I'm going to tell you, David said, I want to be clean from the inside out. Yeah. Amen. That everybody that sees me will know that I've been clean. Yeah. Then he comes down and then he says, he comes down and says, then will I teach the transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. It's after that he says, I can speak once again. This morning, let me ask you a question. Are you finding it hard to witness because you've done so much wrong and that you've lost the influence? You don't have any joy. There's no peace there. There's no gladness there. Nobody wants for you. What if I was to walk up to you and say, hey, you just want to be saved? You'd say, well, I got about what you got. There's no need of me getting saved. I'm as happy as you are. But you know what? When somebody comes up to you and say, boy, I've been born again. You want to get born again? Let me tell you what the Lord done for me. And just on and on of the goodness of God. Somebody said, well, I want what that guy got. Amen. I knew a young man would bounce into work every day, and he'd be singing his heart out for the glory of God. I'm going to tell you, on Monday, imagine that. Imagine getting up on Monday. Most people say, Lord, it's Monday. Ain't it right? Well, I'd say, praise the Lord, it's Monday. Amen. The second day of the week. We worship the Lord on the first day. I tell you, Monday's a glorious day. It ought to be the most glorious day because you just came out of church on Sunday. If you're going to get humdrum, it ought to be on Saturday. Yeah. David said, I'll start speaking to you about you, and sinners would be converted. Backsliders would turn. He said, renew the right spirit in me. Let me say this, and I want to close. Back in those days, they wasn't indwelt by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God had come upon them. In other words, he'd settle on them, and then he'd leave. Settle on them and leave. And while the Spirit of God was on them, they would do great things for God, and then it would lift away. But David said, I'm looking down the road, Lord, and we're living today where Jesus said, I'll send you the Spirit. Amen. The Comforter. He said, and he shall be with you and shall be in you. David was asking God to let him be in this day where he could renew a right spirit in us. I'm glad I'm saved. I got saved all over, from the bottom of my foot to the top of my head. I'm saved, glory to God. I'm glad there's a renewed spirit on the inside of me that'll never leave me nor forsake me, but will carry me all the way through. Cleanse me. We need a cleansing this morning. Let's stand. You're here today, and your soul is hurting. It's just not well. It needs cleansing. Preacher, I've got a real problem. You sure do. It's called sin. And it's affected your soul. And because it's affected your soul, it's affected your mind. And because it's affected your mind and your soul, it's affecting your body. Somebody said, I wished I could feel good again. You can. You can if you'll come to Jesus this morning. While we sing a verse of invitation, will you come?